focusing on Kinnur Yud Zayin. I realized when preparing that Kinnur Yud Zayin, which is authored also by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, seems to be the majority Python. He's reflecting on a very interesting pasuk in Eicha Perek Beis that we read last night. In Perek Beis pasuk Chaf, the pasuk reads, "Ve'ei Hashem v'habito, look Hashem and behold, l'mi olalta ko, whom you are treated so, im tochalna noshim piryam, if women can eat their fruits," referring to their children, rachman l'tzlan, "Olalei tipuchim, im yohari b'mikdash Hashem kohen v'novi," if Klai Yisrael could slaughter the kohen and navi in the Beis HaMikdash. And there seemingly is zero connection between the two episodes that the pasuk is making reference of. One is happened during the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and one happened 250 years prior, referring to the stoning of Zechariah HaNavi. And Elazar HaKalir in Kinnur Yud Zayin describes the inhumane ways in which the siege and hunger caused Klal Yisrael to act. Every single line, and there are 22 lines in the Kinnur, is a news headline that would be broadcast for weeks on end throughout the world if it, such a thing happened today. Just to highlight a couple of stories that are mentioned in the Kinnur, right away in the very first line, it says, "In tochalna nashim piryon," if women can eat their fruits, "olei tapuchim," the babies of their care. It's a play on words. Tapuchim is like the word tfachim. The Gemara in Yuma, it's also a Medrash that tells us the story of a young child, Doeg ben Yosef, whose father passed away, and he was the only child to his mother, who is now a widow. You can imagine the care that she had for him. That was all she had left. And matter of fact, she had a very interesting minhug to show her Hakaras HaTov, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, for this amazing child that she had. Every year she would weigh him, and at the end of the year, whatever amount more he weighed from the previous year, she would then donate that amount in gold to the Beis HaMikdash to show her Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, with all this amazing love and care for her child, when it came to the siege of the Beis HaMikdash, the siege of Yerushalayim, and the hunger got so intense, there was nothing to eat, barely anything to drink, she got into such a craze that she slaughtered her own son, Doeg, and she ate him. She ate him. She had nothing to eat. It's mind-boggling to think about it. It tears at your heart how such a thing could happen. It's such a craze. From one extreme to the other, such a love and such a dearness that she had and adore for her child, to go so far as to donate money to the Beis HaMikdash every year, and then to flip and to go on to the other extreme and to act in such a crazy way. It's literally inhumane. The Kinnur goes on, and it points out another crazy event that took place. The Medrash mentions this as well, that there would be groups of people that they banded together in order to find food. They were so desperate, they were dying from hunger, there was nothing, so they literally would go out and dig up graves and find old remains from people who had passed away and eat up their flesh. And there was such a band of men that got together, and they had a rotation. Each night somebody else was sent out to go and find something and bring it back for the rest of the group to eat, or else they could not survive. And one particular day was the turn of one of the people, and he went out throughout the city of Yerushalayim, and he couldn't find anything. Until Nebuch, he came across, he found someone lying dead on the street, motionless. He finally found, until he gets up closer and he sees it's his own father, his own father, lying dead in the street. He thinks to himself, "Oy." He couldn't bring himself to take his own father back to the group to eat. How could he eat the flesh of his own father, who gave everything to him? Instead, he didn't have much time, because he had to get back. He quickly dug a grave, shallow grave for his father that he could do very fast. And he put him under the ground, and he put a little siman so that he should be able to come back later and give the proper kavodah. Sure enough, he went back to the rest of the group, and he lamented the fact that he couldn't find anything. He looked all over and couldn't find. So they had no choice. They sent somebody else out. Maybe somebody else will have more hatzlacha. And sure enough, a little bit later, he comes back and he said he found something. And he brings it back. It's hard to even imagine. And they had themselves a meal. After it was over, the person who was sent out the first time turned to the one who actually found, and he said, "Tell me, I looked all over the city, every nook and cranny. How is it possible? Where did you find some flesh? Where did you find?" And he said, "Well, I'll tell you, I found a freshly dug grave," and he described the siman, and of course, that was the very grave that this man had just dug for his own father, and he realized that he had just partaken, Nebuch, in the flesh of his own father. One story after the next, dealing with the craze that they're experiencing and the inhumane ways that they needed to act. The nature of man was overturned at that time. There was nothing normal happening. The wife of the Kohen Gadol, Miriam Bas Vaisos, who was used to being treated with luxury and respect and the utmost honor, she was Nebuch taken by the enemies, and in the most torturous of ways they tied her hair to the tail of a horse and told the horses to go and dragged her through the streets from one city to another. The torture. But Rabbi Elazar HaKalir explains at the very end of the kinnah ends off. It says, "Ma shehikra modiim." What happened to the Jewish people, they made known. All the tortures. Ve'is asher osu lo modiim. But that which they had done and committed, they did not make known. Im tochauna nashim pirya mashmiim. The fact that mothers could eat their own children and children ate the flesh of their own fathers, that they made known, the terrible tzaros. But the fact that they killed in cold blood in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, in the courtyard, on Yom Kippur, on the holiest of days, when Zechariah Hanavi got up to give Musar at a time that we are the most willing to hear it, we want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somehow, we didn't listen. And not only that, but we got so angry that we took up stones and we hurled them at Zechariah, the Kohen and Navi Hashem, on the holiest days and the holiest of places, and killed him. That we don't make known. And the Artzal explains that Blazer HaKalir is being masbir how it could be that the very nature of Klal Yisrael to be so kind in our atmius could overturn our nature, and to act in such inhumane ways during a time of such crazy, intense hunger. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch allowed such a thing to happen to us is Mida Keneged Mida, because 250 years prior to the Churban, we acted in a way that was so inhumane, so against the nature, to do what we did to Zechariah HaNavi. And I hear that while we talk about all the atrocities, Rahman al-Islam, that took place throughout the millennia, the generations, to us, to our great grandfathers, our great grandparents, it's with the backdrop that it's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was punishing us. The Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed it to happen. It's not just Stam, these crazy enemies, the Babylonians, the Romans, that treated us so terribly, and they did. And they are mechadesh new ways of cruelty, which is true. But it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed it so. As Rabbi Elazar HaKalir highlights, that the fact that we retreated and needed to act in such inhumane ways is direct effect of the fact that how we acted 250 years prior. And I think it's a different deher, it's a calling of, while we are so sad and it deeply moves us to discuss all these terrible things that took place throughout our history and recently as well, it's with the backdrop that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling to us to do teshuva and to come close to him. Bezrat Hashem. Kinyan Yud Zayin.